This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 762.
762.
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Good question. Nothing. Just
this hot ass weather we're going to be enjoying the next week.
Nothing going on. Just grinding and sweating.
Jeez, you're not kidding. And fucking 90 hot. Degree plus for the next week.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Yeah. Doing work outside, landscaping. You know how that goes. Good stuff. I'm pontificating already. All right, fuck it. Let's just get into it. UFC 329 recap. I'll pull up the stat first to start. Dana White said largest gate in UFC history.
What?
Yeah, $25 million.
Wow.
Because they're probably charging everything, and then that UFC Noche. Probably that Sphere one, 21 mil.
Bigger than that, huh?
Yep. So you kind of see. I mean, it was significantly larger than everything, but what are you going to do?
Records in the top 10 a few times, eh?
Yeah. I can't even tell because their pictures are so blurry. So,
Alex Pereira? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Jones.
Huh. Yep. You can kind of get the gist of it. So yeah. Good on them. So... where do you want to start then? I guess the main event, Conor McGregor, Max Holloway 2.
I mean, I guess.
And can I just apologize off the bat for jinxing Conor McGregor?
You did.
When I said, and I'll probably just post the video, but I hope someone doesn't get a horrific leg injury. I don't want to wish that on anyone. So sorry.
And then it happened.
And I hate doing that.
It was freaky. I didn't really understand at first what was going on. I was like, why is he doing that? Why is he acting weird? Why? And then they were commenting on it. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, he blew out his ACL for sure. You could tell.
Now, do you think he was injured?
No.
Coming into this or just freak accident?
I think it was from what I read, there was like a fog machine or something. And the cage was a little more slippery than usual. If you watch the video, his foot slides a little bit. And that's maybe what gives.
Well, it was weird, too, because he misgauged the distance. Usually
sure
he's really good at gauging distance, and I think that's part of the problem, because it's one of the worst things ever is when you go to throw a strike and you don't fucking hit anything.
Yeah, that hurts.
And then slipping, and then your knee's like taking all the impact from all that momentum going,
yeah.
Whoosh, ole.
Yeah, I think he just got too crazy, and I think... people are like, oh, he's old, and I don't know. I think it was just a freak accident. You know, it fucking happens. You know, Patrick Cote, you think about all these dudes that weird shit happened to. They're athletes. Sometimes they get – it was probably already a little injured or something, and then this was the final straw. But, you know, Holloway, gracious. He's like, man, he's done, man. Like, I'm done. So
saying I don't want to beat the shit out of him when he's on the ground. And then, you know, he gave him a couple opportunities to get back up and – and finally, like every time he's trying to plant and like throw a punch, fucking knees just giving out. I'm like, shit, man. It's a tough roll of the dice. But even if that knee held up, I still don't think he's winning that fight.
I don't think so either. It's I mean, just, he looked in okay shape. He looked in okay shape, but
it's too long of a layoff. And the 5 hard years of partying, and I don't think he just found Jesus until this year. So, and you're trying to unfuck your body from like drugs and alcohol. And he like someone did a face comparison. They put like, I don't know if it was from his last fight to now, but his face looks so aged. Like he looks like
It
he's aged
does.
15 years.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's probably too stress of like multiple lawsuits. Like how many times was he arrested in that time frame? Like he's beating up old men and
Doing lots of
fucking
drugs, drinking.
civil suits
Yeah.
and multiple suits.
That'll do it, you know? So disappointing. They're talking about running it back. I don't know. Conor said he has one more fight on his contract and he wants to fight that fight. So.
Yeah, I mean, he should. Yeah, I think he just needs to get out of MMA. I think he needs to go to bare knuckle. I think he'd do great in bare knuckle.
Maybe, but I think he'd also could get really fucked up in bare knuckle. So I don't think he wants that.
Oh, I like his chances there.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he'd be awesome. He's got the mentality, and I'm pretty sure he probably did some bare knuckle shit in his youth, you
Yeah.
would think. And he's been training in the boxing, so he'd probably make that transition. Then he doesn't have to worry about someone. And Max did throw some shit at his legs. I saw a couple leg
Yeah.
kicks. I'm like, good, you should. And I don't know what did they say, like whatever is going on, if it's a ACL or meniscus. I don't know what's his time frame to even come
I
back.
thought it's they said 3 to 6 months. That's
Okay.
you know.
Depending upon how
On
severe
how
and
severe
what,
and what it
yeah.
is. I did not see any news unless I, you know, that says specifically what's
No,
wrong with them.
I haven't seen it yet.
So
They may be keeping it under wraps too for now.
makes sense.
But yeah, or he can go back and play the boxing game because the other rumor is him and one of the Paul brothers. I think Logan wants to box him,
Okay.
which doesn't make sense because Logan's like fucking probably 220, 230. And like you're gonna fight a 170 McGregor. Like he'd have to get off so much sauce, and then also I don't know what his contract is with the WWE, and I think he tore his tricep, so he's still recovering from something. But there was a rumor that Conor would fight out his contract and then fight Logan Paul in boxing for obviously big money. I mean, that's where
Yeah.
the money is. It's in these one-off fucking freak show boxing matches,
Yep.
and maybe that's in the cards for McGregor. I don't know. It's just such a unsatisfying taste in the mouth again. Like when one of these, the buildup is so huge, and the crazy rumors of, I don't know what they were saying he made maybe 30 million. I don't
Wow,
think
that's a
Vegas
lot.
discloses anymore, unfortunately.
No. 30 million and they only made 25 at the gate. Good Lord, that's a lot of
Yeah,
money.
I don't know if I believe that because, but you have to think like what was he making prior to all that? When he was getting pay-per-view points,
Maybe more, I don't know.
10, 15, I have no idea. That Mayweather fight, would he make 50, 100? I don't even
Yeah, it was
remember.
50, I
Something.
think.
Yeah.
50.
And
Mayweather
then,
made 100 or something, he made 50.
yeah, something like that. So it's tough, tough fight for him, tough way to go out. And I think Dustin Poirier was even on the post-fight analysis. And throwing shade at him like it couldn't happen to a better person, you know? I'm like, really? Like,
You're
you gotta just,
still bitter.
I
It's
don't
gonna
think
be
you should
bad, my
be,
N-word.
yeah, I don't think you should be throwing
It's
stones, my friend.
gonna
It's gonna be bad.
be bad.
So we had
Oh,
that
I like
fight.
Dustin though. That's just funny.
It's
He's
tough.
relentless.
He's a prick. It's fair enough, though. And then, yeah, the Patty Pimblett fight.
Yeah.
Fucking real early, right? Benoit shoots a takedown. He fucking locks up. I don't know if it, did he start with a guillotine and then
It seemed like it
transition
did,
to
and
a
then he got
darce?
under and did turn it into a darce, and then once he got the legs over, it
Oh,
was
his
done
death,
for.
man. His
Yeah.
squeeze looked like incredible.
Yep.
So fucking great performance from him. And then I'm just kind of scanning through. Oh, I gotta eat my words on this Robert Whittaker fight because
Oh
he
yeah.
fucking cracked him. He held his speed. Like he looked super
Sure did.
fast and he fucking KO'd Krylov. Like, holy shit. And then how did that heavyweight fight with Gable Stevenson?
I did not watch that, no.
You can tell he, and I think DC said it on a broadcast. You could tell he's been training with John Jones because he's doing similar techniques. The thing I don't like is his striking defense. non-existent. So he's coming in low and hot. And the good thing is he's got the power, so he's rocking people. But I think it was one of his previous fights where he ate a massive head kick, but he ate it. So I think he needs a little more defense to his striking, but fun as fuck to watch. I want guys that are good at wrestling that don't fucking use it,
Yes,
you know?
like
And
Chuck
let's just
Liddell, you know,
stand and bang it
stand and
out, man.
bang.
Use it defensively. And even fucking Justin Gaethje's like that. He could be offensive with the wrestling. He chooses not to. I'm like, exactly. Please the crowd. Win the crowd. This is Gladiator, goddammit. I don't even know what else was on there that I wanted to talk about. I think there was some other weird shit.
I have some weird shit. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here I go. We got Mini McGregor versus Mini Holloway.
Oh no.
They
They're actually landing strikes standing though.
are. Here we go.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's what should
No.
happen. There he is,
I like
Mini
this.
Conor McGregor.
Fucking crazy, man.
It looks really real and strange. Like
Yeah.
I don't understand how all this shit works, but.
It's incredible. And we're just scratching the surface, and it's incredible. Like another
Yes.
year. Terrifying. They also, I think, bet MGM said that this fight, the Conor McGregor Max Holloway fight, was the most bet MMA event in bet MGM history. There was heavy action on McGregor as an underdog in his return
Well,
fight. I think it didn't say it in this little piece, but I want to say 80% of the money was on McGregor to win, which seems crazy to me. Like, I'm pretty sure, didn't both of us pick Holloway to win? You had
I think
decision.
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said second round sub. So
Okay, fair
something.
enough. So, like, fuck it. A lot of money being spent. And then one other thing from that, which I'm going to pull up here, that Sophie Cunningham from the WNBA,
Oh,
she
yeah,
was
that's
the
right.
ring
That's the
card
weird thing. Yeah.
girl. I'll bring her up here. Doing a little well, and notice she's barefoot. What a fucking freak.
Well, here's the story. Dana talked about this at I think at the press conference. I guess she wasn't supposed to do that. She's a big MMA fan, and she came there, and then she was like, "Hey, Dana, I want to walk around the octagon." And he was like, "Okay." And then this was like 10 minutes before it happened, and he's like, "Here you go." And she did it. So probably had heels on, I'm guessing. Not good to wear the heels around the.
No, you don't want to be slipping and
No.
sliding. But barefoot is fucking
Good for
disgusting.
her. That's all
'Cause
I'm
then
saying.
she even got into the octagon after the McGregor
Yes.
Holloway fight and was taking pictures with him, and she's barefoot in there with all the blood and shit. I'm like, you are a fucking psychopath. I love
Savage.
it. Exactly. I think that's all I had for UFC 329.
Yeah, I mean, overall, solid. I don't know. It's crazy. When that Connor thing happened, I was just like, seriously? Like, what the fuck? You know, like I was excited for it, and it was a big letdown. This is the
Yeah, it's
problem
the
with these big
worst
events.
feeling.
It's
Yes.
like this could happen. It's like when Tyson used to knock guys out in 5 seconds. You're like, that's it? Like,
Yeah, you don't want to spend like all your money to have a 10-second fight
no.
or a minute at best.
So,
Yeah. What else is happening out there?
in MMA news.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Alex Pereira was talking recently, and it looks like he's trying to get back to a UFC in November at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
He really likes fighting there, and he wants to. I guess he had a debut there or something, maybe, I think is what he said. And he lives near there. So he wants to get back into action. So it'd be nice to see him back.
Yeah. And see how he recovers from like that last one. I've got a picture here. So Cyborg is going to have a PFL fight shortly, and she brought in Holly Holm to train with her.
Whoa.
And Holly actually has better muscular legs than the Cyborg, which is shocking
She
to
looks
me.
bigger than her, doesn't she?
She does.
Huh. Could be the
So,
sweatshirt, though.
could be. It could be
Maybe
lighting and
all that
angles.
fishing Cyborg's doing, you know?
Yep. One day she'll do that OnlyFans right. And one other quick one. So the UFC had an interesting pound sign or hashtag. It says UFC. What is that? UFC cock? Cack? UF cock? Du Plessis versus Usman? I think they're trying to say
God.
Oklahoma, but it says UF cack.
UFC, you have cock.
Yeah, UF cock. Sweet. And I think they changed it. They took it down and edited that because they finally realized,
Probably a
hey, we
smart
shouldn't
move, I'm
say
thinking, yeah,
cack.
based on.
Fucking shit. Well, what else is happening?
Okay, I want to get your take on. I'm going to shift gears for a second, so don't go crazy. I
Yeah.
want your take on this tattoo, since we're from Chicago. Bing.
I'll explode this. Disgusting. Negative
It
five.
has like a mole on his head, and he put Jordan, and that's the basketball. What do you rate that?
So gross. It's a
Zero
negative five. It's
to.
disgusting. Fucking get that shit removed, you
Oh, that's
freak.
what I said. Instead of
Oh.
removing that thing, which would be pretty simple, probably, he's like, fuck
Yeah, no,
it.
I want to get a
I want to get a
tattoo. Get it, it'll
tattoo.
be like 3D. It'll be really cool.
Yeah.
No, it looks fucking retarded, man. Like you.
I agree.
All right. Miles Jury said he got $229,000 payout from that antitrust lawsuit against the UFC. And
Okay.
he goes into detail and breaks it down of like how it worked out. So I'll share this.
Now, the lawsuit covered fighters that fought in the UFC from December of 2010 to
This
June
is
of
sped up,
2017.
obviously.
So luckily for me, my UFC career was from June of 2012 all the way up until June of 2019. So I fell right in the middle, right in there, and had a lot of my fights in that time frame. I had 9 fights over the course of those years inside the UFC. Now, how the lawsuit works is that they pay you per bout. Now, mine came out to 14,000 and some change per bout. Now, remember, it's only the fights during those years. I had more than 9 fights in the UFC, but I had nine fights, and that came out to times 14,000 per fight. So my total payout just from that part of the lawsuit was $127,000. Now the other part of the payout came out to basically being about 31% of your total earnings throughout your fight career. Now this included bonuses, fight pay, win pay, discretionary bonus. So this was all across the board. So for me particularly, during those 9 fights, 31% of my pay came out to about $102,000. Now we gotta take both parts of that settlement and add them together. The
Yeah, we can
102,000
do
plus the 100.
math. You got 229, but 31% of your total earnings. So, like a McGregor, oh my God, like anybody that got pay-per-view points, they're just making bank then, right? Fuck.
Yeah, I wonder how far forward does that go? Do we know?
He said it, but I don't remember the time frame he just
Like
mentioned.
21 through whatever? Okay. So like a couple of years. What do you
He
say?
said 2012 to 2019.
Oh, okay. 2012.
So
Okay,
it's a
gotcha.
7-year
Seven-year
stretch.
span. Okay.
And then I think there's still like the other lawsuit is still out there hanging and processing. So
Yeah.
there's another one going still. And I don't remember what that one is, but fighters against the UFC again. So it's interesting. Good to see that they finally got paid.
Yeah.
They could have just done that, you know. Each time they sell, they could just, hey, we did well. We're going to thank all the fighters. Here's a little bonus for everyone. I don't understand why they don't do that, but do it with the lawsuit then. So I guess you just wait until you get sued again, and then that happens. So
Yep.
what else is happening?
Let me see what else I got. I'm gonna do a quick call back.
Sure.
To some shit. Hang on, I hate when that happens when you got a video and it's already playing. Hang on. Okay, here we go. Just a quick callback. I forgot to share this last time, so here we go. Do you ever see anything like this before?
Oh yeah. My problem is with the person videoing this. Why aren't they coming around the backside?
That's
Like
a
I
true.
that looks fucking cool, but like get the other angle.
You need both angles, I agree.
Yeah, so you can
But
see like is that shit exploding? Because that's like a massive Gatling gun. I don't know
It's
how
like
many of
two
these
guys
things they
holding it up,
have.
right?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you guys are crazy because what if it explodes? You'd be.
Yeah, your dick's getting blown off.
Yeah, no shit.
That shit
Seems messed up.
happens.
It does?
Well, I don't know if dicks get blown off, but anytime you're lighting a firework, there's a chance of it blowing off right then and there. So that's why you always light it and run like hell.
Yes. God, that's
I
so
don't play
crazy.
that game.
Anyways,
I
I could
don't. I
stare at
think
that
I've
for
only
hours.
held a Roman candle a few times in my life, and it was always like the weak ones, where you just get like a 8 shot or a 10 shot, and
Okay.
like I don't know. I was always trained light and run. That's what I do.
Yeah, I don't stick around typically, you know.
No. Gordon Ryan was talking about the worst injuries he's inflicted in his career. So I'll play this for you. It's kind
Oh
of
God, are we
interesting.
seeing videos?
No, he's just telling stories
Okay.
about this stuff. So it's kind of
What
interesting.
was the, I guess, your opponent that you had the worst leg break against?
Me breaking their legs? There was a guy, you can probably watch the match. It was when I fought Enrico Coco, the Zapatero, I think it was. It was my third round. I was fighting, at the time, a famous leg locker named Riley Body Combs, Prodigy. He's like a leg lock guy, Sambo guy. I broke that dude's legs with inside and outside heel hooks on both of his legs repeatedly to the point where they like, carried him off the mat and he wouldn't tap. I catastrophically broke his right leg and his left leg on inside and outside heel hooks, and he did not tap. Finally, I had him in a back triangle, and you can see this is on video, very clear. Like it's like a blurry video, but it's so moving so big, it's pretty clear. I had him in a back triangle here. I was going for an Americana, pushing his elbow out this way. I pushed his arm so far, it's like tension, tension, tension. When it broke, his fingers were pointing like in this direction. Like I like turned his arm around
Oh my
in the
God.
American leg, and then that was the one that got him. And I was like, really? Like that's the one that was too much. So then like his elbow like stayed dislocated. It was like hanging off his body, and then he also couldn't get up. I like assist him off the mat, and I was like, dude. And also in Brown Belt Worlds, I fought Lucas Valente, who's known for not tapping to leg locks, and I put him in a toe hold. And I touched his big toe to the inside of his calf with a
Oh
toehold. He didn't
God.
tap, and I kind of looked at Gary, and Gary just laughed at me, and I was like, I guess I'll let it go. And then, like, broke his other leg in a toehold, and he didn't tap. And then we, like, continued the
He
match.
keeps breaking legs.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why these fuckers don't tap. Like,
It's
what's.
like a stupid macho thing. It's really dumb.
Yeah, so I could be disfigured? Fuck that shit. You tap. Like, I was never too proud. Like, if you catch me, I'm fucking tapping, and then I'm gonna ask you, all right, how'd you do that? What
Yeah.
was that about? Like,
Right. Tell me
now
that.
teach me what you just did,
I think
because
there's
that's
some
part of the
weird,
process.
yeah, but I think there's some weird thing where you're like, if you don't tap, that's got to be freaky for the guy that you're fighting. You're like, this dude don't ever tap. Like, what if you're not like gonna break anything? Or what if they think you're not gonna let go if you tap? So it creates like weird. I think
Yeah, I
that's the whole
mean,
idea. Like,
training, I wouldn't hurt someone. Obviously, you don't want to, but in a competition, I would break someone's arm 100%. That I think is different. If they're not going to tap, I'm going to fucking break it.
yeah.
That I get. But if I'm in the receiving end of that, I'm fucking tapping and tapping hard and fast.
Fast,
I
yeah.
got nothing to prove. I want to be able to hug people. Like, I don't need to be a fucked up arm and shit. So, anyway, what else is going on?
What do I got left? Let me see. I got a KO training video and then some knowledge. So, lay down news for me this week. You might have to go on a run. So, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead. You throw some KO.
So, a little wild training action. I know we've seen these videos before, but they're dollar amounts I think you can pay to have this happen. I
This
mean,
is the dumbest shit ever.
what is the point of this? And how are these dudes not ever getting knocked out, is my question.
And he's tied to the fucking thing.
Yes. I would never let anyone do this to me.
No, this is dumb as shit. Because you're just cashing your CTE check,
Yeah.
over and over here.
He slams the fucking mouthpiece in. Anyways, you get the
Oh God,
idea.
that's fucking so crazy. These kids and their fucking shenanigans.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to open a whole bunch of shit here. I've got five or six tweet of the weeks. They're all semi-related.
Do it.
Just gotta go dial all these up. Fortunately, some of our video, and they want to just, as you're saying, just start playing because fucking, you know.
Yep.
And some this one I have to blur out, like fucking. So here we go. And we'll share Conor McGregor's UFC comeback. It's
Yes.
fucking Aaron Rodgers with the Jets running out on the field with the flag. Yeah, let's fucking go. Come back, baby. Yeah, it didn't work out so much.
It did not.
Yo, that Australian breakdancer from the Olympics. I'm really getting after it. Like, who did it better? I regret naming my robot fucking Conor McGregor. Fucking running out
Thing's a
there
fucking
trying to get
freak. Isn't that a
after it.
Tesla robot? Maybe.
Nah, Tesla robot wouldn't do that.
Looks
You're too
like
good.
he got
It's gonna
tired
be
and started.
mad, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
And then the king is back and he's gone. I
I
don't know if you
did
saw that South Park
not,
episode.
but
Oh,
that's
that one
great.
was a good one because it was
Our kids have
about
been watching South Park, so.
investing. And every time they go to the bank, he's like, okay, I want to put $1,000 in. Okay, we'll just put $1,000 in your account and it's gone. Like, what? That
Oh
was like the whole show.
man.
Yeah, fucking McGregor. Fucking everyone's on his shit. But what are you gonna do? I got, let's see, three KOs, each
All right.
one more devastating in fashion than the one before.
Hit me.
Yeah, I'm gonna load them all so we can just do three at a time. Hopefully they're not all playing. Ugh. And I think we may have seen some of these before. I'm pretty sure you've showed this one, but it's fucking impressive.
Oh, damn. I think we have seen that one.
Yeah, I remember that face right there.
Oh.
You know, they like to go down like that. I think I got to turn the volume off. Okay, good. Body, body, head. So,
Oh,
you
good night.
know, good times. It takes us right to knowledge. We're moving at breakneck speeds.
We are. Here we go. So there were some tourists at Yellowstone, and I just want to should watch the video because here you see a couple, male, female, I don't know, male, not
Santa
sure.
Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus and his little elf walking around. They're checking things out. He's like, oh, I'm gonna snap a couple photos. Here's this bison doing his thing. Everybody's happy. It's peaceful, super peaceful, right? Nothing doing. I think that's some sort of warning, maybe. Right,
When you
here
see smoke come off the
comes
bison or the buffalo,
the guy in his truck. He's like,
fuck.
nope, I don't want any of that heat. No thanks. Here comes the bison.
And they were
And
pretty far away. It wasn't like they were provoking this
they
fucker.
were not, but the bison got mad. And here's the old guy going in and out of the trees, right?
Lord Jesus!
Lord, baby Jesus, this thing ain't gonna get me. He's not gonna get me.
He's
Right,
probably mauling
he's
the woman
hiding.
over
He's like,
there.
oh no, there's a car trying to help out. Here's the old guy. And then he goes,
Air
goodbye.
Jordan making an appearance.
That is not AI. So it's real, I think,
I'm
maybe.
pretty sure that guy's. Yeah, but he'll walk away someday.
Think he's gonna walk away like Gordon Ryan's opponent. He's
Seriously,
gonna
that's what happens when you don't tap to the fucking big
I
ass
don't know,
animal
man.
coming
I
after
just
you.
I don't think you fuck with Mother Nature. You just don't. It's not
No, but it looked
a
like
good
they were a
move.
good 50 feet away, maybe even more. That thing closed the distance fast. I can't
Extremely
let you
quick.
get too close.
Right.
Fucking shit, man. Run away. Let's see. I got a couple canologies. We need a little volume. I'm pretty sure we saw this one before, but it's been a handful of
Okay.
years. So,
Ooh, you're going in the vault.
doing a little work.
Looks from good Lord. Looks familiar and painful.
Yep.
Is it like a cup commercial?
No, I don't think he's wearing a cup. He's
What?
just taking one for the team.
Okay.
Some people pay extra for that.
Right.
And then we have, you know, you gotta see a little Sophie Cunningham doing a little swimming.
Okay. She's
Yeah,
very tall.
check out her. I don't know if she's going for a backflip or a back dive. She's flipping. Good for her.
All right.
Very
Living the best
talented
life.
lady. You know, ring card girl, swimsuit model
WNBA
extraordinaire.
player.
Yeah. Make it all happen. And I think Dana White was even at the their game the other night. I don't know if it was last night, where he was wearing a shirt of hers with like middle fingers out. And I'm like, a little support. Like, you do a little ring card girl action for us, and now I come to your game and promote over here for you.
Yes.
It's a little cross promotion, you know. You scissor me, I scissor you. It's all good in the hood. All right, let's shut it down.
Well, alrighty. Hopefully, some shit happens this coming week. But that has been this
Seriously.
week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Well, Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.